What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, MJ Kid, back with any reason, for any reason, with another podcast episode, bro. Today we're gonna talk about what is the meaning of life. Now let me ask you, what is the meaning of life?
I mean, like, it's a very subjective stuff because, like, I mean, like, as a kid, you feel me?
Define subjective.
So, like...
Because I don't know what that means. Them words too big.
Anyways, bro.
Oh, for real.
I'm explaining it. Bro, so it's like, it means... So, like, the meaning of life is different for everybody. Because obviously not everybody going to be, like, the same. So, like, not everybody going to have that same meaning of life. Some people mean it just to, like, help others. Be selfish. Work on themselves the whole time. Work with others the whole time. So it's like, you can ask anybody the question and they'll give you a different answer every time because it's not like a very specific meaning of life. Like, for example, the meaning of my life, you know what I'm saying? Get money, you know what I'm saying? And somebody else's meaning could be depressed. You never know, bro. So I wouldn't say it's a hard topic. But, like, it's a very, like, it caused a very deep discussion because, like, everybody didn't grow up the same. I mean, I grew up in similar environments, but not everybody grew up with, like, the same people, the same morals, like, none of that for real. Everybody grew up with their own mind, their own thoughts and stuff. So, like, the meaning of life could be pretty much, like, anything, or it could be one thing. You never know for real.
I ain't gonna cap. My meaning of life is just you do you, you go through stuff. You change, you adapt. If you ask me, it's just natural selection and adaptation to adaptation to your
adaptation.
Yeah, that long ass word.
Yeah,
adaptation to your environment.
How you spell that shit?
How you spell it?
You said what?
Spell it. Spell adaptation.
Adaptation.
You can't spell Asian, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's A-T-I-O-N.
Thank you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just like, this why we got homies for real.
Yeah. Indeed. See, look, we talking about what is the meaning of life. And we got two niggas sitting right here. One can't spell and one don't know how to talk. I'm the one that can't talk.
Hey, but like, bro, you feel me? Exactly. We have two different meanings. His meaning in life is to learn how to talk. My meaning in life is to learn how to spell. That's what we go through every day. Every day, I try my best to spell stuff. I can spell. S-P-E-W-L. Spell.
Listen, bro. I know your ass had an F in grammar. Well, hey, I'm just saying. Hey, you know how in grade school, they had like them on your report card, and they had like grammar, talking, reading, listening. Like, nigga, how you gonna get graded in listening? What were you listening to? You just ramble all day.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Teachers don't they never say anything. They stick with you for life, bro. I promise you, bro. They go end up. They say like what they gotta say. Most of that stuff is not meaningful at all. You just listen to them talk. They like, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of them just like hearing themselves talk. I ain't gonna lie.
But real talk though, what's one thing you remember from high school? And be honest with me, do you remember anything we learned, bro? Hell no, I can tell by looking at your face right now.
I remember that one time I only got suspended for like some of my advisory buzzers did. That's what I remember. Yeah.
All right, so for y'all that don't know what an advisory brother is, it's like back then they used to call it divisions, like a group of kids they group you with so you know people already. Yeah, your homeroom is basically like that, and they just called it advisory brothers because they grouped it all by gender. Can you imagine how advisory would have been if it could have been co-ed?
I feel like now co-ed would probably work more, but back then it wouldn't work, bro.
Why?
I ain't gonna lie, it was wild because it was like there was such like a huge like difference between in the culture between like dudes and like dudes and girls, bro. Like, cause like, especially like, actually, nah, my advisor for like the first 2 years, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie, we was bad, bro. Like, she cussed at us, bro. And mind you, bro, they not allowed to cuss, but she cussed at us like 4 times. And I remember there was a couple of times she was like, I wish I went to girl advisory so bad. They so calm. Bro, they was not calm. See, actually, that was a difference. So in the dude advisory, like in the dude advisories, bro, it was wild, but everybody was connected with each other. I mean, obviously, like, you know, you're gonna have a few people that you don't mess with. But like for the most part, everybody's connected. It was just wild, and that's because that connection we had. But in the girl advisory, like yeah, it was more calm and stuff. But like bro, they had cliques inside their own advisory. Like they like I'd say like there was at least like 3-4 cliques in each advisory, bro. And like a lot of them would like beef with each other. And so like I feel like I mean like yeah like there's similarities, but it's like
I ain't gonna lie, beefing in advisory is crazy.
Bro, cause you got...
matter of fact, beefing in the type of school we went to is crazy.
Bro, can you
think? I understand, like, you got niggas and females that you don't like, but like, talking about y'all got beef is crazy.
And bro, no, bro, I ain't gonna lie, in our school, people took beef to the next level, bro. If they wanted to fight somebody, they're going straight to the bus stop. Or like near the McDonald's, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, by me being from where I'm from and the type of schools I went to, bro, the type of fights that people used to try to have when we was in high school, like going to the bus and everything, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was lit shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like that was nothing compared to the stuff I didn't see, bro. That was nothing, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. So like me personally, like, what I live is like it's like nowhere near that shit. But like growing up, I always went to school. On like just one side of town, like my grammar school. I was in the Royal Clark with it. I was in the Royal Clark. That school don't exist no more for a lot of reasons. But like I was in School River Park with it. And like bro, like I remember I remember this one day in seventh grade. So like I say like sixth grade, seventh grade, them motherfuckers that was gangbanging already and shit.
But that's how it started.
That's how it starts, bro. And like I remember walking out one day to like, you know, like leave to go home. It was a whole gang fight, bro. I mean like people pull up in trucks, they had metal bats, bro. Mind you, bro, everybody like 13, 14, I mean like you had like a couple grown men in there too. And like me seeing that, I mean like obviously like, I knew the environment I was in, but having that difference, like I knew like that was crazy and stuff. And then for high school and stuff, it was a lot more strict and stuff. So like you really couldn't fight inside school or do like none of that. But if you yelled at somebody, you was gone. You was out of there.
No, well, keep it real with me. Yep. Imagine if we went to a regular CPS high school with the same people, with the same exact roster we had for our class. Do you think if they didn't know the rules and they could actually fight people without getting in trouble, do you think they would do something?
I feel like...
I say hell no.
I feel like...
I feel like they just talk crazy because they knew the school was going to get involved.
I feel like... I feel like what it would be in the beginning, like, nobody would, like, be on shit. But, like, eventually, like people get, like, fed up and shit. And then it just end up doing this shit because it's straight off impulse. I mean, because, like, yeah, cause, like, I mean, like the school was, like... With like protecting a lot, but then again, like, even though, like, the school was strict as fuck, some people still did shit. A couple of shit. I ain't gonna lie, it's been so long, I don't remember exactly what, but like some people still did shit. But it's like if you have the environment where like they restrict you on so much stuff, you're gonna end up not doing it. Now that applies to our generation, the generation after us. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, they be getting bugged wild.
I ain't gonna lie, our generation soft as hell though when it comes to emotions. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I mean,
everybody soft as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, that was because, like, because, you know, like, back then and stuff, like, you couldn't really, like, discuss your emotions and, like, none of that stuff for real. And, like, especially if you was a dude.
But look, though, it's different ways to go about that shit, though.
That's like, true.
Like, it's one thing for you to sit there and have a conversation like we have it right now. But it's another thing for you to go on social media and ask somebody else.
Oh, bro.
Knowing damn well you wouldn't say it to them in the first place.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Social media, bro. I get like social media is like some people place, but like, bro, if you're gonna talk crazy on social media, you have to back it up. IRL, bro. You have to, bro. Cause you can't, because like what people say on social media, they take it seriously too. So like, if you talking crazy on social media, they would think it's like crazy IRL, but the whole time you just not like that. And it's cool to not be like that, bro. Like bro, like you don't gotta be tough all the time, bro. It's life, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, life ain't about that, bro. If you're not like that, you're not like that. Now, if you is like that,
you don't even gotta say, if you like that, you like that. You don't gotta say
nothing. Exactly, bro. You don't gotta say nothing, bro, because the people that talk the most really don't be like that.
But I'm about to keep real with y'all. Like, no matter what goes on, bro, listen, whether you posting on social media or not, people don't give a damn. If you try to go ghost on social media and you think people gonna care, they not gonna care, bro. Like, you just another person that don't use social media. Like, that's not gonna, that's actually gonna make people forget you. But if you is posting a lot, don't be posting no BS, like, bro. Like, don't be posting your personal stuff on social media. Me personally, I only use social media just to promote content and post my friends' content and share their brands. You don't see me posting nothing personal like that. I might post personal stuff on Snapchat, like, as far as, like, my relationship, barely post my relationship, bro. I post private stuff. I post private stuff. The relationship is private, but everything is a secret. Like, I'm not going to post to them with niggas is weird on the internet. People is weird on the internet. Like, once you start posting your personal life, people going to be trying to be invested in your life. They don't really care about what you got going on, but you just entertaining them. Whether you hurting, upset, happy, or what, they gonna watch regardless, bro.
Like, bro, social media is a powerful ass tool. I mean, back then it was whatever, but like now, bro, like people use it to, like, as he said, like, promote your brand, like promote others and all that stuff, bro. People, like, bro, when people see what you post, like, bro, They take that shit internally, bro. So, like, if you, like, posting your personal stuff, I mean, like, the thing, like, ain't nothing wrong, like, posting, like, personal stuff, but, like, make sure it's to a point where, like, nobody can use that to, like, affect you or, like, none of that shit. Because, bro, there are people out there that will prey on your downfall, bro. Like, all they're gonna do is, like, observe your social media, see what you do, see what you about, and then, like, the moment you slip up or the moment you get caught lacking, they're gonna use that against you, bro. It happens all the time.
Then to add on to what he's saying, I ain't gonna lie, once you post something, it's forever gonna be there. No matter if you delete it or what, it's still in the archives, it's still in the cryptic database, it's still in that firewall. Once it's created, it's done. Once you send a message, it's done. Everything that you ever sent, deleted, trash, everything, it's always there. It's never gone. It's still in that database somewhere. I don't care about what nobody say, it's never gone.
And bro, even if you post a leak, bro, people be screenshotting, screen recording. Sometimes, bro, I mean, like, if you use Snap, obviously, like, you get notifications, but, bro, I mean, a lot of people use Instagram now. And, like, if somebody screenshot, like, bro, people would do that instantly, bro. Somebody probably screenshot or screen recorded something you did right now, you wouldn't even know. You don't even know. And they just waiting for that one day.
My Instagram will tell me if you screen recorded or screenshot something.
I ain't gonna lie, tell me I do that after that video. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's supposed to be up though.
Oh shit. But even still, hey bro, even still though, bro, the point still stands, bro. Bro, people would do that shit. People have fucking photo albums of just content from you, bro. All the time.
But look though. Yeah, that's another thing y'all think about, bro. Y'all posting these crazy videos, crazy posts, and somebody else will screenshot it, screen record, and post it as their own content and try to get clout off you.
Man, especially on TikTok. Now, on TikTok, it's crazy.
Bro, TikTok, YouTube, plug channels. Bro, listen, bro. Plugs don't touch.
Hey, oh God, plug don't touch. Now, it's crazy how, like, people actually got to say that.
And they still touch
it. And they still do it, bro. And then, when they get copyrighted for this shit, they be like, man, hell no, bro, you just an L. No, boy, you stole my shit. That's my content, bro.
Like, another content creator mentioned this, though. He said he'll never let the world know if he got a kid or not. Because he, like, Duke was talking about this because it was rumored that he had a kid, right? Mm-hmm. He went live on Twitch yesterday. he was right. He was talking about how they be trying to be all up in your business once you get to a level of success. Like, bro, he said if he had a kid, he said he'd never let them know that because they'll be posting weird stuff. Talk Duke Dennis baby takes his first steps. Duke Dennis baby boo-booed on it. Like, bro, but bro, y'all is lame like that, bro. Y'all will post anything.
People are so obsessed with other people's lives. Like I don't know why. Like, people should just focus on, like, their own life and stuff. I mean, obviously, like, somebody like NC want to watch their stuff, but it's like, bro.
Right.
You, like, bro, you posting somebody, like, bro, they was vulnerable enough to say, like, for example, like, say, oh, I got a kid and stuff. And then now you being weird with it by posting more about his kid than himself. That's his kid. And y'all doing that, bro. Like, y'all, like, bro, y'all take these, like, celebrities' lives and, like, just, like, dwell in it. Like, it's they live, not yours, bro.
You gonna be real with you? I barely even watch other YouTubes no more. I barely even watch TV, YouTube, any of that, bro. Like,
I only watch YouTube when I'm eating. I ain't gonna lie.
I use for background music, bro. I'm dead. Like, I just gotta have something playing in the background. Like, I genuinely don't watch it no more. Like, I watch it if they talking about something real or having a real conversation. But, like, as far as, like, the entertainment aspect, it's not appealing to me no more. Because it's like, bro, that's somebody else's life. And plus, we grown. We got other stuff to do, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, once you hit, like, 18, 19, 20, you barely gonna even want to be invested in that type of stuff no more.
Exactly. It's mainly because, like, I mean, bro, actually, matter of fact, hold on, sidetrack. Bro, you know about Andrew Tate and Sneeko, right?
I know about Andrew Tate and Sneeko, but Sneeko don't pop up on my shit like that.
He don't, bro. So what they do is, it's like, so it's something called like an alt-right pop pipeline, right? And pretty much like all they do, I mean, obviously both of them is characters, but like the way they portray themselves, like they portray like some sort of like major like influencer, right? And so what they do is like they take some random video on the internet and be like hella like misogynistic about it. And then what happens is that like you have like 13, 14, 15 like watching that shit. And obviously like what they do is like, They engage with those videos. Like all they do is like and go through information without actually like having a mind in their own type shit. And so then it's like they breeding a whole generation like right in our faces and shit. And it's crazy how like powerful.
That's a good marketing strategy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is like the stronger you make your cult, the longer you can stay on the platform with like barely any consequences, bro. Because the thing is, bro, you could be, like, the next fascist. Like, bro, you could be the next serial killer, bro. But as long as you bringing in revenue and views and stuff, people gonna mess with it regardless. Like you're not going nowhere regardless,
but,
bro.
But this one thing that me and you talked about before, like, being on YouTube, everybody telling me you do, like, trending videos and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, like, we can't. Listen, I would rather sit here and do content that's not popping then do content that's trending, because what's gonna happen if you hop on trends? People just gonna know you for that trend instead of stuff that you genuinely do for yourself.
And you have to keep up with that trend forever.
And trends don't last long, bro.
They don't.
I'd rather be known for being a small creator and doing my own thing and gradually growing than trending and blow up overnight and fall off because I can't ride that trend or that wave no more, or looking for the next thing that's hot instead of riding my own wave.
Exactly, bro. The thing about content creation, bro, people gonna fuck with you regardless, like no matter what you do. I mean, obviously, like depending on what you do, like the popularity gonna increase slowly over time. But it's like if you do only trending, you're only building like an unloyal fan base. You're only building views. You need subscribers,
right?
Because I mean, like, yeah, like, bro, you can get the views and stuff, but they only come into like to see that one type of content. You don't have any loyal subs, and matter of fact, the ones that do sub only looking for that content. Right. And the moment you like, oh, I want to change this up, they ain't gonna mess with you, like they just not. That's why it's better to just do what you like to do, because you can always keep doing what you like to do. You can't always keep up with what other people like to do. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like. Ain't nothing wrong with like posting like a bit or two or a trend, but like if that's your entire channel, it's not gonna make it. It's just not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, Like if you struggling with video ideas and stuff, bro, the easiest video you could do is a reaction video to a music video. Like, of course, it's easy views and it's simple clicks, but you putting more of your personality on display than anything. Like, you got to enhance that video. They came to see your reaction, not the music video itself. So that's, if I'm being honest, that's the easiest way to build subscribers, bro.
Exactly, bro. Your personality means everything. Cause I mean, you feel me? Like, you, like, bro, you can, like, upload, like, a certain video and stuff like that, right? And someone probably watch it for the video, but it's, like, they won't keep watching you because they're watching the video that you watching type shit. If you not, like, expressing yourself or just, like, trying to be, like, entertaining as possible, bro, they just gonna end up just, like, not clicking on your shit no more. And that's what happened. As a matter of fact, that's what happened when reactions started up. I think, like, it started blowing up, like,
2018, 2019.
No, it started blowing up like 17 through 18. Like 17 through 18 and shit. A lot of people did it, right? Because it was popular and shit. And the only ones that still last to this day is the one that had a personality to it.
Flight. So Illuminati.
I ain't go. Hey.
Zeus.
Flight a different breed, bro. But them three, bro, because Soluminati, Flight, you know what I'm saying? You can make fun of him because type shit. Zia's was just lit as fuck. Zia's was just lit, bro. Then you had some people that just, like, would sit there and watch it, not even pause to analyze none of that, bro.
Hold on, you don't know what used to kill me when I used to do reaction videos all the time?
What?
People be like, why you pause the video? You pause it too much. What the hell? Why you here?
Nah, y'all different, bro.
Bro, like, if you want to watch the video, know how I used to title my videos. Reaction in all caps.
Bro, if you want to watch the original video, the link will be in the description. Every time.
You used to kill me, bro.
Like, bro. Nah, because I know, like, they do that a lot with Dante, bro. They do that so much. They like, bro, this man, like, he see one thing, get a topic, go off for, like, 30 minutes. But, like, bro, like, that, like, that's what reactions is, bro. It's not like you're watching a video, you, like, reacting to the video. Like, you know, like, putting your own thoughts and stuff on the video. That's what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, you're going to have, like, you know, like, someone that's, like, not going to understand, obviously. But it's, like, for the most part, like, they put in their own personality on that video. So, like, you know, like, cause, like, the whole purpose of reaction is to make the original video more entertaining with you. Just simple as that.
Yeah, I should start back doing reactions.
I ain't gonna lie, I should start doing reactions, bro. That Beyonce video went crazy.
I should start back. I ain't gonna lie. When I was doing them joints, them hoes was clapping too.
Like, bro. Damn, bro. Nah, I really gotta start doing.
Nah, but look though, when you remember when I was uploading consistently, yeah. That's because music videos was dropping almost every day. Now it's like, I gotta find stuff to react to. It used to come to me. Now I gotta find it, bro.
Cause I ain't gonna lie,
ain't nobody dropping, bro.
Cause after they blow up, bro, they don't really gotta drop for real. They gonna drop every now and then.
But I ain't gonna lie, Lil Baby dropped that album. We doing a full on listening video.
Oh God.
Live stream something.
I might have to get my 4PF chain for Walmart. Hell nah.
Shit, we could wrap it up with that, bro.
Hey, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Lil Baby said don't get them 4PF chains. He gonna beat y'all ass.
It's the guys. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow. And we gone, bruh.